Joining us now to analyze today's headlines is Christina Mislan. She's an assistant professor of journalism studies at the Missouri School of Journalism. Hi, Christina.
Hello, Sonali.
Scientists at the University of Colorado this week have found the lowest sea ice levels in the Arctic ever recorded. Arctic sea ice is a strong indicator of the impacts of climate change, and the news comes in the same week that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration found that the months December 2014 to February 2015 were the warmest global temperatures on record for that time of the year. Meanwhile, the Guardian newspaper has just found that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has $1.4 billion worth of investments in fossil fuel companies. Reporters analyzed the foundation's latest available tax filing and found investments in dozens of companies, including ExxonMobil, BP, Chevron, Royal Dutch Shell, and others. And the findings are all the more surprising given the Gates Foundation's stated concern about climate change. The Guardian has partnered with 350.org in a petition calling on the Gateses to divest from the companies. Christina, are you surprised by the double standards of these altruistic but obscenely rich people?
Yeah, I can't say that I'm surprised. I think, especially with the conversation about climate change, and we could probably say the same about other issues as well, is that climate change, because it's been so politicized in mainstream discourse and in mainstream conversations, we're often telling people, you know, individuals what not to do, how to reduce their footprints. And so we separate the political from the economy. And I think what the Gates are doing is a reflection of that, of a kind of disconnect between how politics intersects with economic interests. And so I think this conversation may be about divestment, about what people should not do. For instance, how we align our values with our investment might actually be helpful for the Gates to consider here. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important to understand that politics and economic interest, and yes, investment and financial investment all intertwine, and we need to understand the relationship.
And thousands of farm workers are still on strike in San Quintin, Mexico, protesting poor working conditions. The LA Times has reported that farm workers began the strike earlier this week, blocking access to a major highway, resulting in at least 200 arrests. The workers are paid less than $10 a day to pick fruits, primarily for U.S. markets. Among the employers being targeted is the U.S.-based company Berrymex, which sells organic and conventional strawberries and raspberries through stores like Trader Joe's under the Driscoll label. The farmers at the center of the strike produce millions of tons of produce for U.S. markets. The workers, many of whom hail from indigenous communities in southern Mexico, are demanding better wages, government benefits, and overtime pay. Christina, how important is this action, and why aren't we hearing more about it in the news outside of the LA Times?
Well, it's definitely really important. And look, this is not a new issue in terms of thinking about the exploitative labor politics that are often led by U.S. multinational companies. This is very much an old issue. And so it's super important first to understand that what we buy in the United States is often directly connected to the labor politics of other countries, right? And the exploitative labor conditions that actually exist. And the media, of course, if we did cover it, we would have to actually confront this issue and confront this contradiction, or I don't know if it's a contradiction necessarily, but we would definitely have to confront the issues of U.S. multinational companies and what we buy at the local level.
And finally, a United Nations panel just heard testimony from a group of lawyers and academics at Syracuse University called the Cold Case Justice Initiative about unsolved murders of black men and women during the era of Jim Crow segregation and the civil rights movement. There were more than 300 murders known to be mostly committed by the Ku Klux Klan that were never properly investigated by the U.S. Justice Department. Some of the perpetrators may still be alive today. The FBI has been empowered to investigate these crimes through the 2008 Emmett Till Unsolved Civil Rights Crime Act, but apparently it has failed to properly pursue them. Meanwhile, news has emerged of what could be a new lynching. A 54-year-old African-American man named Otis Byrd was found hanging in the woods in a rural part of Mississippi this week. He had been missing for several weeks. Byrd's death is still being investigated. Christina, how important is it for the U.S. to obtain justice for murders that were committed 50 or more years ago?
Well, I do think it's really important that these cases are definitely investigated and that we find out what the details are and the perpetrators, and the perpetrators should be to whatever extent they can be punished. But I think What's even more important is that we connect that this history to the hundreds of murders that have happened just in this past year, often by the hands of police. And so we need to do that connection, because if we don't, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the history, but we're not going to talk about how this is not just the past. This is actually still going on today in 2015. And so if we don't do that, then we're not really doing anyone any justice.
That's a great point. I want to thank you so much for joining us today, Christina.
Thank you.
Christina Mislan is an assistant professor of journalism studies at the Missouri School of Journalism. And I'm sad to announce the passing yesterday of well-known activist, writer, and filmmaker Danny Schechter. Schechter died at the age of 72 of pancreatic cancer. He was well known for his work with anti-apartheid activists, including Nelson Mandela himself. Danny Schechter, the news dissector, as he liked to call himself, will be deeply missed. This is Uprising. We'll be right back.